The southern seaside city of Marseille has long been known as the gateway to North Africa, which lies just across the sparkling Mediterranean. Now, the colorful multi-ethnic hub is jostling for a new title as a showcase for a new partnership agreement between the European Union, North African, and Middle Eastern countries. The city is in the midst of a massive urban renewal project that includes building new housing and office space, revamping blighted neighborhoods, and giving its oceanfront a facelift. The overhaul aims to draw new business from across the Mediterranean region. And politicians like Guy Tessier hope to make Marseille the obvious choice as headquarters for the new Mediterranean partnership. Tessier is a French deputy and local mayor who is also president of Marseille's urban renewal project.
Je considère que Marseille peut-être
Tessier says Marseille has all it takes to be a leader in the Mediterranean region. It has universities and superb technology and research centers, and its population reflects the diversity of the Mediterranean region. The new Euro-Mediterranean Pact has been championed by President Nicolas Sarkozy of France, which took over the rotating European Union presidency this month. It follows another 1995 agreement called the Barcelona Process, which critics say has not produced much by way of concrete results. The new Mediterranean Union is also generating criticism. Some consider it vague and already watered down by Germany's opposition to some of Mr. Sarkozy's objectives. Countries like Algeria and Libya have expressed reservations about the partnership, and Israel's membership makes the pact politically volatile. Overall, says analyst Clara O'Donnell of the Center for European Reform in London, the expectations of many Middle Eastern and North African countries have been dashed.
They're upset because it was sold to them as a very ambitious proposal, and they saw it being undermined from within the EU, so they didn't have any say.
Nor does O'Donnell believe the partnership will generate much by way of new trade and investment within the Mediterranean region.
The one positive thing about it, it has put the Mediterranean back at the top of the agenda. I mean, it is true that Barcelona was lingering. There was a lack of impetus in some ways. Now, the Mediterranean is number one again. There is a return of political will.
But during a recent visit to Marseille, EU External Affairs Commissioner Benito Ferrero-Waldner argued the partnership offered new chances for cooperating in areas like environmental protection, renewable energy, and infrastructure programs.
We have been working on a process called Barcelona, and now we reinvent, we redynamize, we put a new political pulse into this Barcelona process by having the summit every 2 years and in between always meetings of the ministers of foreign affairs, then by a co-presidency, that means by a shared responsibility, which was not yet there, and particularly by regional projects.
A number of business leaders are also excited about investment and trade potential in the Mediterranean, although they worry about legal and other barriers to investing in southern Mediterranean countries. At a conference in Marseille, they called on members of the new partnership to increase exchanges between European and non-European Mediterranean countries by 10% a year and to triple foreign investment by 2020. For Leah Chaham of Invest in Israel, an Israeli government agency, it means creating business ties in countries where diplomatic relations are rocky.
Right now, not so many investments in Arab countries. I mean, this is part of the project. This is a project supposed to bring us together via the economy, I guess, to build bridges between countries via economic relations.
29-year-old Hanan Jabiri of Marseille, who also attended the conference, has big expectations for her new company, Jabiri Exports.
I met several people from Europe, from the US, and from the Gulf who are interested in exporting their goods throughout the region. The main problem is the language. For instance, Spanish exporter is not so able to develop on the Maghreb countries, so I help them to find out customers and partners there and to increase their presence on that market and get market shares.
Jabiri, whose father is Tunisian and whose mother is Spanish, and who speaks five languages, is a mirror of multi-ethnic Marseille. Marseille's bid to host the new Mediterranean Pact headquarters faces competition. Several countries, including Morocco, Tunisia, and Malta, have reportedly expressed interest. Whether Marseille will be the new face of the Mediterranean Union and whether that union will live up to the very high expectations of its supporters is anybody's guess. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Marseille.